Well, hello there and welcome back. Hey, we're on that last C of commitment. And this week, we're going to talk about you as a leader. Commitment, as I talked about last week, is about you being committed to decisions, but also being committed to the long term. As a leader, you do the same thing. You make the commitment to your team that you're going to be there for them. So if you're one of those leaders who like to be in meetings all the time, you're not making the commitment to your team that you're going to be there. If you're one of those leaders that are making a commitment to not answer emails or be on top of your emails, you're not being there for your team. So think about what your commitments are, but then share those commitments. The way that we make sure that we deliver on our commitments as leaders is to share what those are. One of the things that we have every time that we have a long-term project or a project that involves phases is that we will develop a timeline and show that we're committed to it by publishing that timeline. Now, for me as a leader, it also gives me guidance on what we're committing to, but also caution against other opportunities may come up along the way. So that commitment is for me to push the team to deliver on it, but have those moments of delight along the way, so that we are not shortchanging ourselves as a team and we can deliver beyond that. The other thing I commit to as a leader is making sure that the development of the team members actually are consistent. So it's consistent for the individual, not across the board. So if I give somebody 5 hours to do training and I give somebody 3 hours to do training, it's because I'm committed to their own training. Somebody that is doing the three may only need the three. In fact, they may need a little bit less, but they also may need more later. So for me, learning is important, and that commitment to growing their education is key. And every time somebody says, hey, can I do this? I'd like to go to this conference. Conferences are getting expensive, but I'm committed to making sure that they have the opportunity to learn. If the conference aligns to their role or aligns to things that we're doing as an organization, as a team, then sure, great. Let's do that, because let's give you those opportunities. As a leader, I need to find a budget to do that. And as a leader, I need to find other ways if the budget's not there. So for me, commitment comes through those people that I'm supporting. It also comes through the choices that we're making and sharing with the organization. As you measure how you're doing, ask others. Number one, did I communicate well enough so that you understand the things I'm committing to? Number two is for your team. Ask your team what they need you to commit to so that you can be there to support them. Is it education? For me, that's been the most important part. Is it communication? Is it following up on emails? Is it being there and being present when they need help? Find that out. And number three, I'll tell you, the most important part is follow through. For commitment, follow through is key to demonstrate that you have it. If you just say that you're going to do something, but don't follow through, that's tough. So think about that as a leader. And when you get to the end, ask your questions in those three areas and then move forward so that you demonstrate that commitment daily and remind yourself of the commitments that you made. Well, we have one more episode before we get to the last question and engagement, and that is going to be commitment and your teams. Thanks and have a great day.